You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the first day of the trading week, and yesterday we saw some news come out. We have always known that if there was an NDA majority, the markets are likely to get a fillip. And the exit polls, if they are anything to go by, are suggesting just that. One poll even goes so far as to say that the NDA might get as many as more than 350 seats, and the most conservative one even estimates that it's going to be at least 300. So, whatever that means for the markets is something we'll be eagerly going to see. Obviously, it's going to do good stuff in the markets, and that we're probably going to see a rise. Just by how much is the question, and that is what we will see over the course of today. So, based on these exit polls, what can we expect over the course of today? That is what I bring to you on this edition of A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, last week was a rather volatile week for the Indian markets, but bulls ultimately managed to take control. But rest assured, this week could see wild gyrations as markets will be reacting to the exit polls today, as well as, of course, the poll results on the 23rd. Exit polls don't mean much. Well, there is some amount of science that goes behind it, but until the counting is actually done, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Both Sensex and Nifty climbed over 1% for the week ended the 17th of May, but broader markets underperformed over the course of the previous week. Most experts feel that if there is a favorable outcome in the polls, favorable in this case meaning an NDA majority, there could be a possibility that attention could shift to mid-cap stocks. In the week gone by, the Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,400 levels on a closing basis, while the S&P BSE Sensex had a touch-and-go moment with 38,000. Most experts suggest that the move could be largely led by short covering ahead of the exit polls, which of course came out yesterday. Investors' wealth in terms of market capitalization on the BSE rose by 1.4 lakh crore rupees in a single session. The average market capitalization of the BSE-listed companies rose to 146.59 lakh crore rupees on the 17th of May, compared to 145.22 lakh crore rupees recorded on Wednesday on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Now, returning to the exit polls, according to one exit poll conducted by Network 18, the suggestion is that the BJP is likely to gather over 300 seats, that is NDA. Republic C voter sees the BJP hitting 287, while the Congress is, according to that poll, gaining about 128 seats. Experts feel that anything above 270 on the 23rd of May will be positive for the markets. The knee-jerk reaction could take the index higher by over 100 points, but the gap up is unlikely to sustain. On the macro front, snapping its three-day winning streak, the rupee Friday declined by 20 paise to close at 70.23 against the American dollar as rising crude oil prices and recent foreign fund outflows weighed on investor sentiment. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 1,057 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 1,809 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Overseas investors have pulled out a net amount of 6,399 crore rupees from the Indian capital markets in May so far, on the back of election-related uncertainty and US-China trade tensions. Prior to this, foreign portfolio investors, that is FPIs, were net buyers for three consecutive months. The big news I'll be bringing today is also going to be from the earnings front. As many as 86 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended March later today. And that list includes names like Astral Poly, Bharat Forge, BPCL, HEG, Jindal Stainless, Kitex Garments, Tata Motors, Torrent Pharma, United Breweries, among others. We have some estimates available from Motilal Oswal. Tata Motors' profit after tax is likely to fall by over 60% year-on-year to 1,210 crore rupees. Torrent Pharma, PAT is likely to be 271 crore rupees for Torrent Pharma. BPCL, PAT is likely to fall by 16% year-on-year to 70 crore rupees. And HPCL, PAT is likely to fall by 20% year-on-year to 1,383 crore rupees. A quick look at the technical view now. Nifty has formed a bullish candle on the daily charts and a hammer-like candle on the weekly charts. It broke above crucial resistance levels in just one trading session. A close above 11,350 to 11,400 on the Nifty 50 has opened room for the index to rally towards 11,500 levels in the short term, according to experts. However, selling pressure could continue in case the index closes below 11,259. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today based on all this technical evidence: 11,100, 11,259, and 11,550. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 12,500. Maximum put OI at 11,000 and 11,500. As usual, some stocks that have been in the news. Baring Private Equity Asia, that is BPEA, has acquired 30.5% stake in mid-sized software services firm NIIT Technologies for about 2,627 crore rupees, according to a regulatory filing on the 18th of May. And Dr. Reddy's Laboratories has reported a 44% year-on-year jump in its quarter four FY19 net profit at 434.4 crore rupees. Revenue rose 14% year-on-year to 4,016.6 crore rupees. How that is going to be this quarter, considering all the troubles that a lot of Indian generic drug makers are undergoing in the United States, of course, remains to be seen. And finally, pesticides maker UPL on the 17th of May reported a 72% decline in consolidated net profit at 206 crore rupees for March 2019 quarter. The company had posted a net profit of 737 crore rupees in the year ago period, the Mumbai-based firm said in a regulatory filing. And finally, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to Angel Broking, and this is what they have to recommend. HDFC Limited has a buy call, last trading price of 1,993.65, target 2040 to 2050. Stop loss placed at 1,960 rupees for an upside of 3%. ICICI Lombard has a buy call from them, last trading price of 1,120 rupees, target of 1,218 rupees. Stop loss placed at 1,064 rupees. For an upside of 9%. So HDFC and ICICI Lombard with buy calls from Angel Broking. Well, I suppose in one way or another, Game of Thrones has come to an end. The biggest show that the world has seen in recent times has certainly come to an end. I hope you saw it. I already did. I won't tell you what's going to happen, though, but perhaps I'll tell you in the evening if you haven't watched it. No spoilers. Okay, I shouldn't be bad. I won't give you any spoilers, but the actual Game of Thrones has come to an end yesterday. And according to the exit polls, there's clearly one winner. What is it actually going to be when the votes are actually counted? We'll, of course, tell you in the coming few days. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.